Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am your host, Murtaza. Please stay with us. Well, when we are actually seeking for the real repentance in our lives as true believers and anyone who's following the true path of living, particularly religiously, we have to direct our attention to the religion of Islam because there are a lot of commands and rules and regulations in this respect. Repentance can be done in many different phases of our lives. Even on our daily basis, we have to refer to repentance and remind ourselves that repentance can certainly play a significant role in order to purify our actions, deeds, and even the general aspects of our personal social life. So that's why it is not true approach to say that when we are committing sins, we have to actually turn to repentance or real repentance. No, it can happen on very regular basis, even daily basis, that actually can help us to purify ourselves. Repentance can simply help us to recognize that we are making mistakes and we are, to some extent, constant sinners. So this is one aspect of, performing repentance on a daily basis. And on the other hand, repentance helps us to show that we are violating the rules and regulations of the religion that we believe in. And of course, we have not yet prepared ourselves to have a full submission to Allah and His commands. At the same time, if we are performing real repentance, we promise to ourselves and also to our Almighty Allah that we are not repeating these violating behaviors. And we have, different scientists and scholars, talked about and even they have written books about repentance. The focus that they are given to this subject is bringing out this topic that real repentance, if is not sincere, then the outcome or the consequence of that is not even acceptable. So any person that is following the true religion, he or she needs to very much, surrender himself to repentance. Otherwise, there is no guarantee that his deeds will be purified in this world. And of course, if the sin or the wrong deed that he actually performed was about somebody else, for example, he slandered about somebody, there is another actually condition added to his repentance that he has to seek for, his forgiveness. Otherwise, his repentance may not be very much fruitful in this respect. We know from Quran and Hadith that Almighty Allah, gets very much pleased when we leave all that is actually undesirable to Allah and actually revert to the straight path again. This repentance can help us to pave the way for our success in this world. By choosing stay the course, prohibited by Allah, we consciously, forgo Allah's mercy. And the associated benefits and rewards, for example, His protection and help, everything else can, help us to have a great sense of, security. Repentance paves the way for Allah's grace in this life and the life in hereafter. Within this world, Allah promises us of wealth, children and increased, blessings. There are many merits and advantages to carrying out the true repentance in this life. And of course, it helps us to make ourselves free from, hardships and trials. Our lives are full of miseries and, troubles. And every day we are encountering and facing with such hardships on very regular basis. If we are not doing and carrying out the true repentance, it is a sign of, arrogance and this is quite obvious in the religion of Islam, that those who are arrogant and those who walk arrogantly on the earth, created and originated by Allah the Almighty, he is regarded as, you know, disbeliever or a person who is very much arrogant, and God may not give him the chance, you know, to perform their repentance. Now, let's listen to repentance or tawbah in the words of Dr. Yasser Qazi.
The concept of tawbah, of the ways we cause Jahannam to be averted away, and of the ways we cause our sins to be forgiven, is the concept of tawbah. And tawbah is an action of the heart. Repentance is a spiritual frame of mind. It is an internal act, and it means that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a sin distances us from Allah. A sin puts distance between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does tawbah do? Tawbah literally means to return to. Taba yatubu means to come back to. So tawbah is to come back to Allah after the sin has been done. And tawbah is desired. Not only is it desired, it is wajib. It is obligatory. Tawbah is obligatory on each and every Muslim every single day of his or her life. And the blessings of tawbah are many. And tawbah is the most effective mechanism for having our sins forgiven. There is nothing more powerful to avert Jahannam than the concept of tawbah. And what makes it even more powerful, that no sin can withstand tawbah. Tawbah forgives every sin. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah can forgive all sins. But how? Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lahu. Turn to your Lord, submit to Him through the concept of tawbah. So tawbah forgives all sins. That makes it powerful. And what especially makes it powerful, dear brothers and sisters, is that its acceptance is guaranteed for the one who is sincere. The one who is sincere, the acceptance is guaranteed. No one can come between the sinner and Allah's mercy if the sinner practices tawbah. There is nothing that can avert tawbah being accepted. And therefore, tawbah is powerful because it is wajib, because it is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it forgives all sins, and because the one who practices it and perfects it is guaranteed forgiveness. So when these are the stakes, then how can we not take advantage of tawbah? And in fact, some of our scholars have said that the concept of tawbah is one of the wisdoms why Allah created us. Think about this. When the angels asked, why would you create an inferior species? Why would you create a species that is bloodthirsty, killing, going to war? Why would you do that? We are sinless. We don't commit any sins. We are perfect. We praise you constantly, day and night. We don't sleep. We don't get tired. We never forget. Why would you do this? And Allah says, I know what you do not know. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And some of our mufassirun have remarked that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to manifest His merciful side as well. The fact that He forgives, the fact that He accepts the repentance of the sinner, and the angels do not sin, and the angels do not ask for forgiveness, and the angels do not need tawbah. So who needs tawbah? We need tawbah. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid the foundations when he said that I repent to Allah every single day. Every single day. This is part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, number one is tawbah. And our Prophet reminded us, At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who repents from tawbah, the one who practices tawbah, repents to Allah, it is as if he has never committed the sin in the first place. The one who does tawbah from the sin, it is as if he has never committed the sin.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, The Teacher. Let's remind ourselves that turning to Almighty Allah in repentance, you know, greatly pleases Him, because it is one of the most, you know, beloved acts of worship to Him. By joining the rank of, you know, those who repent on a daily basis, we also, you know, earn Allah's love. So what the most important thing that a true believer can be after is the love of his Creator. So in repentance, we can certainly access to this great love of God. So those who make a sincere, you know, repentance also experience, you know, such happiness, and it has a profound influence on their hearts and even personal characteristics. That is another feature that a true believer usually possess. Otherwise, if he doesn't experience this spiritual happiness, he is not very much involved in performing great sincere repentance. And this is very much crucial to know that real and sincere repentance is like a transformational, you know, process. It actually helps us to transform from the negative aspect of our life, and also it takes us away from the, you know, the wrongdoings, and help us to get closer to the true path of living and believing. So it makes even our life worthy, because as long as we are not clean spiritually and we are not purified, it shows that we are living in a life very similar to those disobedient of the Creator. So here, there is one direct message to us that repentance can help us to purify ourselves, you know, to clean our lives, you know, from dirt and any shortcomings that are rejected by the rules and regulations of the Almighty God. So I personally believe that this process is long, and we have to actually take the first step firmly forward. As everybody knows that even, for example, a 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step. If we are not having such intention to perform repentance, then there is no actually a point in targeting, for example, repentance as our final goal. Sincere repentance leads, you know, to forgiveness of our sins. It's also very significant. On very regular basis, we usually do our activities, and we have interactions, we have, you know, communications with our surroundings, and there is a high possibility that we are falling into, you know, traps of shaitan and evil. And he usually put us in a very funny situation, and probably we make sins and commit, you know, radical shortcomings. That's the reason why sincere repentance leads to, you know, forgiveness of our, you know, sins. If we perform them, certainly we have the chance to be purified again. You know, there are a lot of remarks by non-believers and disbelievers that repentance is a personal thing. They might be right in this respect, but every individual might not be given the chance to perform repentance. Those true believers and those who are following the religion, they know they have shortcomings, and they ask in their, for example, supplications that God has to give them the chance to perform repentance. My words to you is to perform repentance on very, very, very regular basis. And every day, every second, and every moment you're living your life.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling, yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.